Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm Rebecca Edwards, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sekido, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. Welcome, Sekido-san. In your recent note, you've covered Japanese investors' Euro-JPY flows. What was your takeaway of Japanese investors' Euro bond flows?
In March and April, Japanese investors sold off German 464 billion yen, French 1.9 trillion yen, respectively, in sovereign bonds, according to the balance of payments. Despite excluding the short-term securities, there the 1.7 trillion yen sell-off of French bonds in March alone was huge, while Japanese investors net bought 322 billion yen of Euro-denominated bonds in April. They sold 282 billion yen of French, 113 billion yen of German bonds, while buying 364 billion yen of Italian, 137 billion yen of Belgium, 122 billion of Irish, and 101 billion yen of Norwegian bonds. Japanese investors have rebalanced their European bond portfolio during the COVID-19 crisis, resulting in sudden changes. Firstly, in Euro-JPY hedging account-based Euro asset management performance. And secondly, estimated valuation profit for securities portfolio overall, including cutting losses and cutting both profits and losses. Japanese investors took gains, cut credit, and adjusted their portfolios out of mixed feelings. So far in fiscal year 20, since April, Japanese investors have built up portfolios of diversified European high credit grade country risks. Amid the mixed feelings, the COVID-19 crisis has encouraged Japanese investors to rebalance and diversify their European bond portfolios.
That's interesting. How does this compare to the trend of Japanese investors in Eurobond investment in fiscal year 2019?
Looking back at fiscal year 19, Japanese investors increasingly focused on European securities portfolio management that limited currency risks through Euro-JPY hedging, benefited from premiums, and locked in performance. This was because Euro-JPY forward premium stayed above a certain level while interest rates were low around the globe. For example, major Japanese lifers' fiscal year 19's earnings showed a 92% hedging rate for Euro-denominated managed assets. The currency hedging rate was so high on euro bonds, which were considered an alternative to JPY bond investing rather than foreign bond investments, we feel. Japanese investors increasingly invested in cross-currency holds and securities targeting JPY basis swap premium before the outbreak of the pandemic. This is because of the negative and low interest rates around the globe.
What do you think about global investors' movements in this context? Eurobond yield curve sharply flattened last year. How do those correlate with each other in terms of Euro and JPY?
This was not limited to Japanese investors. Rather, this was considered the trend among bond investors around the world before the coronavirus pandemic. Not only Japanese investors, but also overseas investors expanded their exposure to cross-currency bond investing. I went on various global investor roadshows in fiscal year 19 before the COVID-19 pandemic and discussed the prospects for JPY cross-currency securities trading relative value and performance improvement with global clients. Because of this, Japanese investors' euro bond portfolio were impacted and changed considerably by euro interest rate level, just as EURGPY Ford premium impacted bond exposure performance. U.S. bond portfolios were the same, and the extreme orientation of euro bonds toward Ford and the basis swap premium grew significantly. EURGPY basis swap cost jumped temporarily in March as financial markets around the world were roiled by the coronavirus. As a result, euro bond yield after hedging costs deteriorated. At the same time, the valuations of Japanese investors' bond portfolios overall changed suddenly. Companies across the board cut their credit portfolios and rebalanced, selling off huge amounts of European bonds and including the taking of valuation gains. At that time, the yield of 10-year French governmental bonds after currency hedging cost was below that for JGBs, Japanese government bonds. Japanese investors were driven to make adjustments in their European bond portfolio. Thereafter, Japanese investors rebuilt their European bond exposure with sovereign debt for high-grade countries after taking the gains in early April.
That was very helpful. Thank you. To close things out, why don't we finish with your view on the yen, USD-JPY basis swaps and JPY rates? USD-JPY has traded in a tight range. Do you expect that to continue? What about USD-JPY basis swaps and JPY rates?
Japanese investors have kept at their 1 trillion JPY per week pace of overseas medium and long-term bond buying in June. But US dollar JPY spot rate have not been rising. US dollar JPY forward basis cost have been low and stable. Japanese investors would normally be buying foreign bonds while hedging for currency risk. This is the reason why we do not think Japanese investors' flows will trigger a rise in US dollar JPY. Key events to watch in early July will be the BOJ's June time count survey and US ISM and employment data. The currency and the stock markets may show only limited reactions, but the events will be important to watch. JPY rates will be watched and could stabilize over the end of this quarter, and JPY basis swaps are likely to widen slightly from July as the BOJ scale back the frequency of its US dollar subprime operations.
Thank you so much, Sekido-san. That was some great analysis.
Thanks for having me, Rebecca.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.